here. Look at his steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. And if you're tuned in to catch the opening of the show, you know that today is one of those days that sets the year off perfectly. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the studio.
You know, and it's a beautiful overcast day. The weather feels good outside. And you know, I appreciate
Do it, Steve.
I just appreciate
Do it, Steve.
Days take, like today.
Steve, take a deep breath and do it.
You know, driving out here, and we're blessed to be able to come out here a few times a year, you know, even when we're not doing a show. But every time I drive through this neighborhood and come back to the U of L Golf Club,
oh.
I get to have conversations with Rocco and,
oh.
and Kenny Klein
oh.
and Lottie Stockwell.
Oh.
All the people.
And Josh Hurd.
Yes, and Miss Tronzo and Josh Hurd and everybody. Coach Eves is out here. We're just chatting it up. And it's always a time to
we're
just
in
reflect.
The club, Steve.
We are. I mean, listen, I don't know if we're the coolest in the club.
We're in the club.
But we're in the club. And it is fun to be able to just come out here and appreciate what we get to do on a daily basis.
Do you remember when Chris Brown said, how you gonna hate from outside the
yeah,
club?
I do remember that.
You can't even get in.
Yeah, I've heard that song. And it's a great,
Steve,
a great song.
When we joined, when our first time being summoned, because
sure.
we didn't just get invited, we were summoned.
No, we received an email. Yeah, I received an email.
No, no.
Invited man, me here.
No, no. Do the let's do the group, the dark room, the people in the hoods that just reach
yeah.
out to us and the candles and
yeah.
the...
It's not quite Illuminati. It's
Marcus and Steven.
Yeah.
You are officially
yes.
summoned to the club.
Mm-hmm.
The Press Box Classic. The Kenny Klein
yeah.
Press Box Classic Club.
I'm wearing my On Clouds. Somebody was like, they're like, man, those are comfortable. I'm like, wow, you know, I appreciate that because they're kind of my elder shoes, you know. The only somewhat negative of the day is... Well, it's not a negative. It was a little shot to the ego. Miss Tronzo gave me this polo, which I am just completely appreciative of.
Uh-huh.
She did not have to do that. She's handed me the 2X. She didn't ask. She's handed me the 2X.
Just, here you go.
I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like... It might be a little big. I don't know. It might be a little big. She's like, oh, do you need something smaller? I'm like, no, you've already given me this one. I'll just.
Here's the problem, Steve.
Yeah.
I did something that just I'm going to regret anymore. Steve.
Uh-huh.
I said 2X at first.
Yeah.
And then I changed it to 1X.
Oh, man, you're not going to be able to wear your shirt.
So right now, I have a friend. His name is Dwayne Edlin.
Yeah.
Right now, Dwayne.
He's about to get a shirt.
Listen, I know. I guarantee he's going to text me, and it's going to say, it's going to have a swear word.
Yep.
And bleepity bleep.
Yes.
You know you can't wear
yeah,
a 1X.
Right.
I'll be over to get my shirt pretty soon. But no.
But it's, no. Yeah, I'm kidding, obviously. It could be worse. We could be Nick and just
cooped up in the same studio he's in every day.
I forgot to say, Nikki V in the booth.
Forgot Nick.
Nick. They want the boot.
We forgot Nick was even there.
We're thinking about just playing crickets.
We're like, how did the show start?
Every year, been here like, oh, I don't know, 8 years. And it always catches me off guard. Why? Because I never get an invite to it.
Wow.
Everyone and their mother.
You have yet to be summoned?
And yet to be summoned to go and play in the Press Box Classic, the lovely Cardinal Town.
Well, your dad's outside.
Yep. No. Yeah. Dad gets the invite. Everyone gets the invite here. Thank God for Sweeney holding down the fort. At least I have someone to talk to. Well, Jason's here too, but he's brand spanking new. And
yeah. He don't get an invite.
Listen. Do you realize that he said Jason, and I'm like, oh, tell Jason Anderson I'll say what's up.
Yeah, I know. I know. We're still
Jason.
The good news is though, Nick, is at least you don't have to run another show right after this, and you can come out. Oh, yeah.
No. Right. Yeah, funny. Funny that.
Hmm. Yeah. So what's going on in the studio, Nikki?
I'm not wearing pants because the hell with that. I mean, no one's here, so.
Right.
Letting them breathe. How you doing? No, actually, our friends at Louisville Geek are here doing some last-minute tweaks to make us get all of our equipment updated. The luminary, Dan Issel, I saw him. He looks glorious. He's in studio rocking some bright blue, and he did apologize for staying connected to he stayed connected and ruined the V-show on Friday.
Ooh.
But I got to listen along with him to Price is Right. That was that he was watching after the show, so that was fun.
That's actually exactly what I'm watching right now.
Dude, Price is Right is awesome. Like, there's two people on this planet, people who like Price is Right and Liars, because everyone likes Price is Right. It's awesome. Eventually, I would like to play in this damn thing, but... You know, c'est la vie, as the French say.
Yeah, if you clean up your sports centers a little bit, you might get an invite.
Yes, that's it. I'm sure that's it.
That's what it always comes down to.
Yeah, that's it. They're listening. They're like, oh, yeah, he stumbled and said that the Reds are playing at 6:15 and went at 6:30. And
Nikki, you know that's not what
Kenny
it is.
Turns and like, Lottie,
you know
scratch him off the
listen,
list.
Listen, you Nay, know that's
I.
not what it is, Nikki.
Send his invite to Jamie.
Nikki, you keep her sports centers a little 93.9 centric, and you might get an invite.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, maybe if this was the neutral golf scramble, yeah, you'd get an invite.
The fence riding.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to do this. Like Steve and I just joked around about the opening, but. You know, for the next, you know, like I said, we're 15 minutes in, 10 minutes, more like 10 minutes in. We always have to get our emotions out first on this being the official start of the season. Like I said, you have to remember, Press Box Classic Day, media tomorrow.
Yep, media day.
Media day tomorrow. So once you start here, it's like, okay, now you can start getting questions answered. Now you can start looking into the eyes of Rocco Gasparri. You know, you can start seeing, okay, what are we thinking here? You know, what's going on? How organized are we? Like talking to Josh Hurd just now. I mean, just looking at him say, listen, it's a lot of work to do. A lot of positive momentum. You know, we got it going on. Of course, I said, come to the studio, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this thing right. And he accepted. I didn't even tell you that, Steve.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, and I damn sure didn't tell Nikki.
Well, I know.
How angry is Nikki going to be when Josh just pops up in the studio and he didn't get to?
I know. Nick yells at us, but I'm like, we didn't know Nolan Smith was pulling up. Like, people think, like, that's a joke. Like, no, they just pull. Reese just pulls up when he wants to. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's coming. I'm like, there's been a few times we're like, it's a surprise to us.
It's like, hey.
Speaking of that, Nikki, I think Thursday we will have a special visitor.
Nice. I like special visitors.
You made me lose my train of thought.
Okay.
It doesn't matter because all the thoughts are going down the same direction of. We are. It's time to get the ball rolling.
Yeah,
you know, like I said, once you start talking media day, once you start, look, coaches are going to have to speak to us now. You're going to have to be in front of the media. And you say, okay, my season starts. By the way, it's one thing I got to get off my chest. Also,
okay, I'm listening.
Kenny Clyne.
Yes.
We love him.
We do.
Great. You know, Kenny Clyde is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Kenny's been enjoying himself, y'all.
Does he need a 2X?
Listen, listen. Don't tell anybody I said this.
Does he need a 2X?
Don't tell anybody I said
this. Keep this between us.
Just the millions of radio listeners, but nobody else, okay?
Yes.
I could immediately tell that Kenny Klein's been enjoying himself since his recent retirement. And it made me smile so much. I'm like, eating good, I see. Mm-hmm. Life must be good for you, too.
I know.
So, yeah, don't tell anybody I said that. Somebody's like, he's probably out there riding around right now. Like, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to trap Marcus. And I'm going to let him know about himself. Good to see him. Okay, Steve, what is the next season marker, timeline marker that you look forward to? Because this one, we know this one's coming, but it always sneaks up on us the weekend before. Like, hey,
yeah,
we got the Press Box Classic tomorrow. Oh my God. So what's the next benchmark? Are you a media day guy? Opening media day?
Yeah, absolutely. Local media day way more than ACC media days. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, ACC media days are nice.
Generic. And,
yeah, very generic, mm-hmm. though.
Try not to do the locker room talk.
Yeah, you know, you get a few quotes out of that. But local media day definitely intrigues me more because you get a little more of the honesty, a little more of the coach can take a little more time. Like Coach Center feels
more anxiety.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because it feels as though.
Sorry, I mean, cut you off.
Oh, no. It's August 1st now. I mean, you're talking the season of here before you know it. I mean, it felt like just yesterday we were talking about Nikki fusing murders for 4th of July, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm being funny, but being serious.
Seems like it.
That kept all my fingers, knock wood, this year.
Woo. Well, did. And if you lost one, you could go to 4 fingers.
Hey. NIL.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that literally felt like a conversation we were just having. Okay, well, that amount of time forward, we're going to be playing Syracuse now. I mean, that's where it's at. This next few weeks, we'll put it this way. The next 2 weeks will fly by. Media day, the last 2 weeks.
Because you'll have content?
No.
Stuff to focus on.
Focus on. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you focus so much that the last three days
will crawl.
Yeah. You'll say, okay, now I'm counting. I'm waiting to, and we play on Saturday, so it's you're gonna watch football on
Thursday and Friday.
Probably a couple week zero games. Uh-huh. Then you're gonna watch football on Thursday, then Friday, then on Saturday. We don't play till 8 o'clock Saturday night, so you're gonna watch Georgia and Oregon.
Wait a minute, first game is a Saturday night. So we have to watch all day. I'll be dog tired.
I know.
You know what? And
I mean, last year we played Monday, so I guess it was.
But we had Ole Miss, so it's like.
Yeah. This is one where you kind of going
this
in
is pressure.
Like, yeah,
this
because
is more pressure.
100% because this one you're going in expecting to win. I need to go in and win this game.
Did you just say that out loud?
Yeah, I know. I need to beat Syracuse. I don't.
You expected to win last year.
Well, I always expect to win because I'm insane. Yeah, like
listen, I was going to say, Steve, don't do that.
Yeah, that doesn't count. I don't count.
Ole Miss. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm a 2%er. Is
Ole Miss. I already had a game
likes
plan.
Likes to talk about.
I had, listen, we had compared the weight sizes of our line. And
by the way, Nick, congrats on your public school win. But, yeah, I
– To the left, not to the right, not to the right. That's side, baby, side. Come on.
Oh, that's awesome. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's not over yet.
This isn't over.
Yeah. We'll revisit this.
But, yeah.
Expected. No. Steve, I'm going to take a page out of Cat West. Steve.
Uh-huh.
This is the most must-win game of Satterfield's entire Louisville career.
I agree. No, wait a minute. I agree.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would.
You can't lose this Syracuse.
I would be so upset.
Yeah.
If I was listening to radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Listening to outside narrative radio.
Oh, if James Schubel said this, it would tick me right off. Yeah, it would tick me right off if he said that.
I would go insane.
But I think I agree.
Yeah, and.
But I think we will.
With your recruiting on the horizon,
yes,
you say, okay, I need to put on a good show.
Which, another great weekend.
Right.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
I need to put on a great show for the recruits because they're going home.
Okay. I agree. But I've also transitioned to I just think you need to win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's my point.
Like, okay.
That's like the last thing. If I were what I'm doing is trying to go kind of top five.
Okay. Okay.
Must win reasons. Five is the back
okay,
end.
Okay.
Of, yes. Okay. Yes, I really want to show these recruits. Like,
yes.
You know, because, you know, they're excited about opening season.
Oh, so. You got to think. I mean, they're going to be. I mean, it's a Saturday, so they're going to be around. I mean, all these guys out in California and these different recruits are going to check this Louisville thing.
I want to see what Louisville's going to look like. The worst thing you could do. Well, not one of the worst, but one of the worst things you could do was stinker Saturday night Syracuse.
Yeah.
Your new commitment.
13-10.
Yeah. So kinda, you're just like, because, I mean, again, you have way much more to worry about now.
Sure.
Than that.
Yeah.
So that's why I put that at five. Yeah. And you start saying four. You start saying my defense. I've returned so many players. I got so much health. You know, like I think my roster's good.
Yeah.
You know, so if I don't put on a show with this talented roster, with this returned roster,
yes.
Then I'm just like, oh God, like
you got dudes.
Yeah. My fan base is gonna like, they're gonna go crazy early. Like number three.
Because the moment that ball's kicked off, let me say this too. We ended December or ended the football season with a lot of pressure on Coach Satterfield. The moment that ball's kicked off, people are going to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've all, including myself, we've all kind of forgot about
you
that.
Like you just slice out the cross section
and,
of something.
And to be fair, we forgot about it. Credit to Coach Satterfield.
Yes.
The moves and
he made us forget with the Sounders.
Transfer portal, coaches, recruiting, all that has been great. But when they kick the ball off and we have that first drive, I'm going to remember.
Listen.
Yeah.
The ultimate lidocaine.
Mm-hmm.
For the summer, the ultimate.
That's a great word. Yeah.
It's
the Tylenol. Yeah.
Just, no, something stronger than that. This recruiting is a lot stronger than Tylenol.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's not.
I mean, they only get probably three guys that are number one at their position.
it's Tylenol.
Number one tight end, number one running back, number three receiver, number one. He's number one in rival, whatever it is.
Right.
Excedrin.
Right. Listen. That has numbed the pain during the summer.
Sure.
But like you said, it becomes a cross-section.
I'll even take recruiting out of it, though. I don't mean to keep interrupting you.
Yeah, with
that,
the coaches.
Just the coaches and the transfer portal and what I've done there. I mean, if you want to say, well, that's for future. Okay, well.
Let's do now.
Just for this season. Yeah.
So, you're right. Cross-section gets removed.
Sure.
That's summer. So, now. Your end of that season continuation.
But when that pain comes back, when that Tylenol wears off, it's back.
Yep. And
so
if
you go three and out, start the game.
Right.
I'm right back to mid-December.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or.
I hate this conversation.
Or you come out looking awesome.
This is true.
And you waste them.
This
and
is
that
true.
Duke feeling like, we're going to be awesome, you know.
We said, what did we say after that? Nick, remember we come back after that Duke game. We went, man, that was Brahm-esque. Like the play calling, what I'm saying? Like that was right in the middle of that.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it took a game like that to buy in and say, no, we have good play calling. We have good talent.
But it's week one. And Noah and Marcus, you've coined this. Nobody knows they suck week one. That's why it's terrible to open up with Alabama. Because I'm not laughing. You're laughing. I'm not laughing. Because Alabama didn't just do it to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined USC season, Michigan season, Louisville season, Virginia Tech season. Mm-hmm. Duke came into that year top 20. Bama beat the socks off of them, and it was like Louisville could not. They couldn't have played another game that year because they knew Bama was out there. Like I can't. I know that team's out there. I can't beat that team. I know that wolf's out there.
Yeah. And
like, you're fine.
Hunting. Absolutely hunting.
Yeah.
Just I have to sit over here at the kiddie table.
Yeah.
and I have to watch them.
Yes, I know that bully's at the playground. So I can be the baddest dude in here, but I know I can't beat
and,
that
and
guy.
And the best thing I can do is just work on my game.
It was terrible. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I can.
Actually, listen, me and Josh Hurd are on good terms. We spoke today. We spoke before. You spoke with him. If he schedules Alabama, I'll turn completely heel on him. I'll demand his removal.
I'm here for it.
And he's here somewhere. He can probably hear us.
I'm here for it, see.
I'll demand your removal if you schedule Alabama.
I want Bama again. I want another shot.
I do too. I'm telling you, in the playoff.
I'm telling you. Your boy, what's his name? The quarterback?
Puma Pass.
No. Their quarterback.
Tua.
Tua had
he's
a
con- looking great.
Tua no he,
camps.
No, he's not.
He's looking phenomenal.
Tua had a concussion when we hit him.
Yeah.
If the referees take two out the game like they're supposed to,
they would have played Jalen Hurts.
We win that
game. And probably won by more.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics say he's money cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zap of toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, critics, you can kiss my whole ass. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a sh**. So, Rap Max trying to use my black.
Welcome back. So welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus was
8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9.
Oh, I'm glad you could stop trying to get free gear for 5 seconds to come and do the show. It was nice to get you back. Yeah, listen, Marcus, it was the saddest thing you ever. By the way, Nick.
I wear 13s, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, just throw it out.
14s if it's like a narrow shoe. You know?
No, see, what you do, Nick, is you go see what they have too much of.
Ooh.
And then you go.
I know. You're like, oh, man, y'all going to give away all those bags?
I mean, if you got
left. I would play if I could, but obviously I have to do the show. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm essentially playing.
You're right. Just, so,
and I definitely would win, like, the long drive or something. Yeah, like, you just make something
I
up.
I just wanted to be included in some of the contests.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know. I mean, I can go out there and just, like, you know, I hit one or something if you want me to.
Yeah, I mean, we are public servants.
Oh, we are. Well, I mean, God, we should get hazard pay.
Aren't we like University of Louisville first responders?
Which, by the way, I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to say the names. But, Nick, I had some high-ranking people at the University of Louisville come up today and say, gosh, we see the onslaught. Y'all fight off on Twitter. Not fans, but just like other media people. They're like, thank you. So, Nick, you're involved in that. They were like, thank y'all from 10 to noon. They're like, my God. Like, I mean, look, they're okay with criticism, but sweet Jesus. Like, they're like man, this is intense.
I'm honored to be a brother in arms with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So they were like, thank you for just like, hey, guys, you know, there is. The sun will come out tomorrow. Good Lord.
Okay. So we're getting in full football mood. I was talking about the reasons. And again, Steve, don't run. It's like this is why you need to hear voices instead of reading it on print.
Yes.
Because if I read what I'm saying on print about a must win, like.
Oh, it'd drive you crazy.
Yeah, without the context of must win.
Yeah.
And I'm saying must win, like you have a huge opportunity to be on the best side of football history. And, you know, it just,
you have to start this season out with some positivity. You know what I'm saying? You have to. That's why I say it would be.
When you have new coaches as well.
You need
buy-in. And you and I had this conversation, Steve, about trusting your coaches.
Yeah.
And a coach can yell at you about a mistake.
Uh-huh.
But if they teach you and it works, If you get a new coach in here and they teach you something that the older coach didn't teach you and it works, your trust with that coach skyrockets.
Absolutely.
It skyrockets. So it's like game one. Listen, because when we're doing practice, it's like, okay, well, I was going to be a starter anyway. You know, like you might feel that way. You know, hey, I'm more talented than whoever I'm starting over. But if you earn the spot, get put into a game, and the coach said, hey, I need you to unlearn this and do it this way, and it worked, and you have a productive first, you know, and you're able to get some of your backups and third stringers, now they're locked in.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, if you have a game where it's just the starters and you just, you know, it's the game where you, you know, I remember being agitated, and I always make these basketball analogies or whatever, but when you played Malik and Jared, 38 minutes against Bellarmine, it's like it's a win, but it's like no, you know, some guys should have got in, some other guys, you know, some minutes should have been able to be, you know, like we should have been able to believe in our system enough to play a lot of people. So your trust of your coaching staff over the rest of the year is riding on your first game.
Absolutely. And I mean, what we had, and I know you just used it, so I'm kind of just repeating what you said to an extent, but just to drive it home, I mean, we watched that firsthand last season. That team was good enough to be a tournament team as far as the roster.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you watched how a tournament team caliber roster can win 12 games.
Right.
You know.
I've been on one.
Two.
Yeah, but one didn't. One had it and one didn't.
Which one did?
I'm not. I'm not telling you that. One of my 12-win teams was a tournament team that should have been like that. One of them just, we're not.
Do tell.
We're not going to.
No, but but you're right. I mean, but last year I think it was directly because of coaching, you know, and.
Coaching and coach relationship.
Player relationship. I'm coupling it all together.
Okay, coaching, organizational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fracture. Whereas yours, I don't think that was the case, unless you think that was that way. If you want to make some news, go ahead. Did Coach Crum not coach you correctly in those years? Go.
Well, once Coach.
He said it. He said it.
Once Coach.
Mark it, Nick.
Had.
Hitting F8 as we speak.
Yeah.
Some issues, and then it turned into.
Marcus Maben, don't think Denny Crum used him correctly in his time here. Mark it.
Promo.
I mean, if you had been here with her, I would have liked to see you with Rick, too.
What did Tom Jerks tell you? He told you right to your face.
Tom Jerks
said,
if you played for Rick Pitino, you would have been the number one pick in the draft. That's Nick. He told me that at Boom Boss.
Verbatim.
No, I swear, Nick, I'm not kidding.
Say this again to Nicky.
He said if Marcus Maben had played 1 year under Rick Pitino, he would have been the number one pick in the draft.
And how does Steve respond, Nicky? That's the magic question, right?
That's a good point.
How do you think Steve responded to that?
Because I wonder if it's the same thing I thought in my head.
You want to know what I said, Nick?
No. Nicky, how do you think Steve responded?
Well, same way I would have been like, thank God you didn't play, Andrew, because otherwise there'd be no middays with Marcus Maben.
It still would have been.
I was like, yeah, Tom's lost.
Sorry about that, Nick.
I was like, Tom's not the guy. Tom can't be the guy.
You obviously. And
I was Nick, like, babe, get the check.
Nicky, don't forget.
Let's get out of here.
Don't forget, Nick.
I already posted the picture, so I'm like, dang.
He followed it up with saying, I've seen all of the best athletes.
Yeah, he did. He did.
In the history of Louisville.
He did. Everybody was having some drinks, though.
Oh, see?
He was
off his rocker by
the way. Things were getting a little loose by then, you know. But point being, with the coaching.
Oh, yeah.
On the football side. What, I do agree with you.
Right.
Basketball, football. Yeah. If you get fractures, Yeah, it starts with a fracture. You get an early fracture in a coach-player relationship, an early distrust.
But it's never felt that way with Coach Satterfield.
No. No, not at all.
Okay, yeah.
If anything, we probably caused the most problems.
Oh, no, I 100%. I think it's been more fan-related. Yep. The players have stood strong the entire time and saying, no, he's the guy. He's our guy.
And here's the thing, Steve. I was going to save this for the next hour, but we'll just bleed this conversation into it. It's something I did not even want to talk to you about this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina State last season. Okay, now I won't be revisionist. If you go back and pull sound, North Carolina State was the game where I'm just like 4-3
mm-hmm.
on the road,
mm-hmm.
6-2 North Carolina State.
Yep.
They were getting their props. It was
big game.
It was a big game. It was a big opportunity.
Yep. I remember watching. I was all in.
After that game.
I had the house to myself that night and had Marcus in my AirPod.
we were simultaneously.
Yeah.
Okay. This was the reason. Okay. Press Box Classic is tomorrow. Marcus Maven says, okay, this is where I got completely sour on my football program.
Mm-hmm.
After the Monday morning or whatever, after following the North Carolina.
I think that was the game where I think a lot of people were like, okay, this.
And unfortunately, it was early in the game where it happened.
Yeah.
Malik throws an awesome out route pass into double coverage, but it was a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Marshawn Ford
great
makes one of the best catches of the season.
I mean, it was the best catch of the season.
Between two defenders on the sideline. Now, mm-hmm. listen, bad decision, perfect execution. It's a good offense, beats good defense any day.
But it was 100% the catch of the year for U of L.
First down and goal from the 8-yard line.
Yep, first drive.
I'm watching it last night. They run the read option.
Mm-hmm.
Malik doesn't even extend the ball like he was attempting to hand it off.
Mm-hmm.
Malik, it was more of a wildcat play than a read option, right? And the reason it was such an agitating moment is because Steve and Marcus, listen, y'all know the story? When Steve earned the respect of his oldest child. The one moment in history that Steve earned the respect of his child, he said, son, what was it if he passed?
I said, if Malik hands this ball off, I'll jump out that window.
On the second floor.
Yeah.
From the second floor.
I would have survived.
Off the balcony. Oh, yeah, you would have survived. Yeah. He's been hurt for a while. He's been in trouble.
I could jump off the second floor.
Okay, so listen. We're watching this game simultaneously. First down and 8. Malik doesn't even think about handing this ball off.
Yep.
He runs to the left. He gets about 4 yards, steps out of bounds.
Yep.
Okay, 2nd and 6, second and 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
He runs the other way. They're all over him.
Yeah.
They don't even look like they're focused on anybody else. They go total man-to-man. Lock in on Malik. They get him.
Yep.
Now it's third and 8 again.
Absolutely.
Right?
I remember it.
Malik runs the other way again. They almost decapitate him. Mm-hmm. So we watched it. We knew this was a problem of ours. We knew in goal line you can't, we're mad at our coach. We're like, coach, we agree he's an awesome playmaker. We have a lot of dudes on our team.
Yep.
We have running backs. We've been moving the ball. I'm looking at the offensive line. By the way, let's not make this weird.
You gotta watch what you say around here.
Let's not.
We're not in the confines of the studio.
I'm not gonna make. I'm just not be weird.
Okay. Let's be weird. Make it weird.
Make sure nobody's listening.
They're listening.
I really do want to shut this.
No, everybody's listening. So just go ahead and get weird.
The butts.
Oh, yeah.
Of those young men.
Oh, just tremendous.
In white on the road.
Yeah.
I had to rethink it. We're never allowed to wear black pants again.
No, well, black does make your butt look smaller.
Listen.
That's why I'm wearing black shorts right now.
I didn't recognize that line that we had out against North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor, people. After this show.
Yeah, go check a butt out. White shorts versus.
In particular.
It's gray sweatpants season.
Go look at the legs, the thighs of our defensive line and offensive line against NC State. Mm-hmm. We were not small.
Yeah.
We were not small. So, I eliminated so much of this stuff from my memory just due to pure agitation, mm-hmm. right? So, here's the thing. We watch Malik, and then we end up missing the field goal.
I know.
And we
got nothing out of that first drive at all.
Timeouts. And Malik, after he nearly got decapitated, he's on his way to the sideline. Then he starts yelling at the referee.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting the helmet-to-helmet contact. And it's like, we're mad at Malik because he's just running around. And we're like, no. What quarterback do you know could take a helmet-to-helmet hit and you wouldn't go crazy defending your quarterback?
Runners don't get treated the same, man.
And we did not – we were so agitated with first and goal.
Yeah.
And that same thing we saw,
yes.
that we did not care that our quarterback legitimately took a helmet.
Yeah,
helmet.
Oh, yeah, I remember the play.
Okay, so you get that play early on. You know, we end the first quarter, we ended like 0-0.
Yep.
And again, this is the same North Carolina State that they're picking to be the sleeper winner of the conference.
I don't know if it's a sleeper.
Okay.
They're picking them to win. They might be the favorite to win.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
okay.
This year.
So when you go back and look and you're like, okay, you're watching us. We're holding them. We're moving the ball. I mean, we still have our same – it's the same weakness we had against Ole Miss and Kentucky. It's that quarterback, if he gets up the middle – we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If the screen, our third down defense.
I thought the defense was excellent that game.
It was, yeah. But the couple of gadget plays, not gadget plays.
Oh, let me phrase it. I'm saying that saying just from a broad.
Dry memory.
Because I remember my conversation with you in that fourth quarter was I was like, the defense is going to take the hit for this.
Yep.
Because the fourth quarter got bad, and it's like, it's not their fault.
Yep. Okay, you take out the screenplay, the big play screenplay.
Plus, you lost Keytrell.
Yep.
Mid-third.
And here's the thing. They test Keytrell Clark.
Early.
And he was
Well, they got him a couple times because, remember, that was
the game. He got a holding?
That was the game you enjoyed laughing at me because I actually took Keytrell's scholarship to start the game. I was like, they're picking on him.
For a holding call?
No. I was like, they're picking on him. He can't guard this guy. I'm like, he's too small, you know. And then by mid first quarter, I was like, never mind, he's awesome.
Yeah, right. No. Yeah. He was in position.
Yep.
He was eyeballing the football. Like he was.
James great.
He was finding the football. He wasn't doing the. He wasn't panicking. Put it that way.
Right.
And when he got called for holding, it was like, in hindsight, you're like, no, that was a good hold. He had you beat, and you were kind of what's called chicken. You were chicken fighting with him real good, and you just got a little handsy because he had you beat.
Yep.
It's excellent, especially in college.
Absolutely.
Why would you not be handsy if you think somebody almost has you beat, you should get handsy in college.
Sure.
15 yards, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm watching that
handsy
first.
Handsy in college. Marked.
I'm watching that first possession, and I'm reliving, but – the positives, you know, the good and the bad. Like I said, you take out the emotion of the loss.
Which you can't in the moment.
Right. But you're like, no, our size, our stunts look pretty good. It wasn't, you know, we didn't look small and dysfunctional.
We're just leaving some points on the board. I mean, I think what he hit, was that the game he hits Jordan Watkins for a deep ball, touchdown.
Yep, and Jordan Watkins made a play.
Jordan Watkins is good.
He overthrew Jordan Watkins.
Yeah, he's good.
And Jordan Watkins' fingertip catch.
No, Louisville lost two playmakers. I mean, there ain't no sugarcoating that.
Yeah, but again, by the end of the game, I'm like, okay, we got Huggins Bruce back. You know?
Ray
Smith come back.
I mean,
you know?
Receiver is the easiest spot, in my opinion, to replace.
So I'm like, Ford. We still got Ford. You know, Mitchell had some big runs. I'm like, our line. I'm watching it, and I'm like, Malik, we have got to take advantage.
Yeah.
We're we're creating gaps. Yeah. We've got to take advantage. And here's the thing. Another little thing. Malik, you got to play out your fakes.
Yeah.
You have to run out your fakes. It is obvious when you hand the ball off, you're watching the runner. You know?
Yeah.
You can't do that. So, yeah, like, and you left the game saying, Coach, if you're going to let Malik do that with this awesome offensive line, and here's the thing, people, this is not me saying this. Our offensive line was grading out by offensive, you know, people who are experts and professionals in looking at what's the line doing, not based on what the running backs are doing and not based on what Malik is doing. Actual physical domination of the line. When you go look, they held their own big time against NC State.
Well, because if you have that, that's the bigger battle. Skill positions you can find. To me, it's can I compete up front?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if I can't, then it doesn't matter if I have Ruben.
I was looking, you know? Yeah, I was looking at. I saw Deion Sanders, a clip with Deion Sanders.
Oh yeah, that was a great yes. Yeah, Nick Saban.
Yep. They, you know, hey, Nick Saban won a schedule. He said, "Oh no," and it's funny because Deion Primetime Sanders is the epitome of. Anywhere, anytime, any place to bring him on. Oh. I got the ultimate confidence. The way he just said, "Oh no, I'm not putting my kids out there to get slaughtered for a check. We don't have the boys up front to make this a competitive game."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "It's a good check for your school."
Yeah, he said, "Give me another year."
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing Kenny Payne's done. I mean, obviously a different level, but Kenny Payne's like, "What benefit do I get coming here and stacking up his schedule early?" I mean. I watched the first practice. You didn't. I had to stop practice and teach him how to run transition. Like, on a video.
I literally had to get I have to go make.
Yeah, I don't need 17 ranked games just to pound my chest that I'll play anybody.
Anywhere, anybody. Again.
Especially when the Maui don't do you any favors.
Who we got first?
Oh no, they put the whole bracket out.
Arkansas Creighton is first.
No, Well, we have Arkansas first, and then we get the winner or the loser of Arkansas or of Creighton Texas Tech. That's like all the top 10 teams in
just
the thing.
We're just gonna put in this bracket. It's like the bracket of death.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Let's try to get out of there with one. Like, early on, boys.
Boy, listen. Listen. Are people going to be so mad at us that by tournament time, or by, Maui tournament, by tournament time, when we say, hey, if we win one in this whole tournament, we'll be a success?
Oh, I don't care if they're mad or not. I'll say it right now. Let's try to get one dub in Maui, man. Let's learn. Let's get better. Let's get one early.
I'm not.
I can enjoy this team, though. Like, some people aren't going to be able to. I can. I can enjoy Kenny Payne laying the foundation of his program.
The fundamentals. Year one.
Yeah, I can enjoy that. I'll enjoy this season. Some won't. I can. Like, I will say, okay, this is – let's watch him learn. Let's watch him grow. Let's watch him take some L's. Let's watch him take some dubs, you know, or get some dubs.
Arby's has – what?
Arby's has like burgers now. I don't know what the hell Arby's doing. Arby's got everything. They got chicken
sandwich.
What
is happening?
Wait a minute.
Up is down, black is white.
Arby's has, what do you call them? Hush puppy battered fish strips.
That sounds incredible. That sounds.
I will be right back.
I looked up at the screen. Arby's has.
Steve, how many you want?
Yeah, I would.
They have breaded.
I'm living the
hush puppy
luxury today,
fish strips. When did Arby's step up their game like that?
They have the meats. They also have the fishes.
That's pretty good.
Whoa, I didn't expect that. Sorry, I just looked up and saw that, and I'm just like, that's interesting.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay.
Well done.
North Carolina State. You're in it. And we tackled very physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't a lot of those shoestring tackles. I mean, of course, every tackle – at the time, I'm like, we got to hit him harder. You know, like, you know, all that in-game stuff. But hindsight, you go look at that and you're like, no, we brought it. That you're 4-3. And that was, you know, think about it. That's game 7, game 8. And you were as physical as I've seen you in the eighth game of the year to be that physical on the road at NC State. I was just impressed. You know, I was impressed overall. Again, take the freelancing Malik part of it out of the conversation. You know, because I left the game not happy about that.
Yeah, I would agree.
But after watching the game, I put that more back to the coach.
Yeah.
Because I saw a pattern, Steve. When I watched Ole Miss and Malik wasn't, it was either bomb or something safe, something extremely safe. And I'm like, okay, Malik, you've been in college 3 years, you know.
Well, that's why the coaching changes too. When we talked about, you know, it's not just the recruiting. It's why going in guys from Georgia, Florida, Notre Dame, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like you say, okay, maybe there was a some of it was like, you know, the coaching calls and yep. stuff. So that's why I think going into this season, that's what I say. You see things like that and you go, okay, but this isn't me just saying, okay, same roster, same coaches, same everything, but everything's going to be different.
Right.
There's real tangible
changes.
Like, no, it could be different going into Syracuse. Like, we could see those, like I said, I do the Bob Valvano, like, or Valvano, I pod the season. You know, I do yep. four. Yep. Yeah, like, that's how I like to do it. In the first four there, you get the three Florida teams and Syracuse. Like, well, I think we might see a different offense, a different okay, not philosophy, because I think he's going to run the football. Yep. But in moments like what you're talking about, I think you can. There's a chance you'll see something different.
The moment if Malik does anything risky, if Malik does anything risky or gets a pick or he looks uncomfortable, he just goes all legs. Uh-huh. And then, coach, listen, it's second and eight, and they just call, like, the simplest quarterback draw. And there was no surprise to that quarterback draw. And if I'm an opponent, I say, okay, all we got to do is force one good mistake or get one good hit on Malik, and they'll start going total conservative.
Yeah.
You know, or it'll be, like I said, it'll be Chuck.
Yeah.
They'll just chuck it up the sideline to their best playmaker.
Absolutely.
You know, so when you're watching it, you're like, okay, I recognize this. I recognize this draw play. Malik's uncomfortable. He's thrown a couple incompletes. Third and, you know, it's a draw or it's a, you know, student body left, student body right.
Yeah, well, even last year, I mean, in the height of my aggravation, and I've made the comment, I think I made it on the air, I said, listen, Scott Satterfield's style of offense can get you to a playoff or win you a championship. Win a national championship. Like, he has the road to do it. Jeff Brohms, I said, I think wins you more games yep. in the long run, you yep. know, whatever. But I said, this style of offense is how you win big time football games and being able to control the ball. Now, if you make some
got good decision making out of your quarterback,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And now, if I got that,
a lot of open guys,
which is why, and I'll say this really quick, and then because I think Malik is super underrated. I think Malik will always go down as the guy. It's like if Lamar hadn't just been mm-hmm. here, we'd be like, he's the most athletic guy we've ever seen, you know, play football.
Blakenbaker was talking about, like, he's number 6 all-time in rushing.
Oh, yeah, no, he's incredible stats. I think I heard Ennis and Biscuit talking the other day, like, about it. It was like, dude, man, like, I mean, this guy's incredible. Yes, he just didn't get credit for it. But it's why, and I'm not doing the Lamar, you know, we'll be better with Puma, but it's why I'm intrigued to see an offense with a guy like Pierce Clarkson that will
more natural,
give it.
Like a natural.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's going to hand it off, yeah. you know, and running back. Like,
especially with this line.
And that's not a slight at Malik. Like, I love what Malik's doing. I think Malik's going to be big time this year. He's in the Heisman talk, you know, over the past 2 or 3 years. But the future, I think it will be interesting to see a guy that will give it.
Is Satterfield going to get credit for Malik's numbers? We'll talk about that a little more on the other side on the next hour. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano of the Sports Center Update, brought to you by the Louisville Bats. Ticket packages available at batsbaseball.com. Tim Sullivan of the Courier Journal reporting that the NCAA alerting Rick Pitino that he authorized the bribery scandals behind the recruitment of Brian Tugs-Bowen. This according to passages from Merle Code's book, Black Market. NCAA saying that Pitino was aware of and authorized the $100,000 offer to Bowen's father. Sully, he'll join the V-Show with more at 1:30 over on ESPN 680 105.7. Staying in hoops, the Maui Invitational bracket set. U of L facing Arkansas as their opening opponent. If they advance, they'll face the winner of Texas Tech and Creighton. On the other side of the bracket, it has the Ohio State and San Diego State Aztecs squaring off. And also Cincy in Arizona. The Maui Invitational is November 21st and 23rd. Some scores from the weekend. The Diamond, it took some late heroics from the Reds' Brandon Drury, but he helped Cincy top the Orioles.
And Drury swings, sends a high drive left field and deep. Santander is back. It is gone. Brandon Drury puts the Reds on top with a solo home run to left.
Other scores, the Bats, they fall to the Clippers 4-1. The pitch, Lou City beats El Paso 1-0. Racing, they fall to Portland 2-1. More middays next.